You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Speaking of developing stories, this one has been more than 50 years in the making. Well, we're just now learning about what happened in Dallas, Texas, around 12:30 in the afternoon on November 22, 1963. Some 2,800 documents, an entire team at the Dallas Morning News pouring through these since their release late yesterday afternoon. These are previously sealed documents relating to the JFK assassination. Enterprise reporter David Tarrant is leading the team over at the Dallas Morning News going through all of this. David, I know it's been a... you haven't been able to get much sleep, I would imagine, since the release of this.
Well, we were up pretty late last night, David, and it's fun. I mean, it's kind of... It's a little bit like somebody is playing 52-card pickup with official government documents. They basically... They appear kind of in a random way.
Uh-huh.
And you're just going through them. One memo is dated November 24th, and the next one you're in 1967.
Wow.
So
let's get to some of what you have found that maybe advances our understanding of the assassination. What do you see?
The big one that everybody is really interested in was Mexico City. What happened was Oswald went down to Mexico City something like a month to 6 weeks before the assassination. And ostensibly, he was down there to, you know, try to get his visa back to go back to Russia. But there is a lot of speculation that the CIA was tailing him at that time because he had a Russian wife. He had defected to Russia in the first place and come back to the United
States. Right, yeah.
So that's part of what we're looking for. We haven't seen anything specifically related to that. Those could be among the 1,000 or so pages that have been held back by the Trump administration in deference to the CIA and FBI. One of the kind of interesting things that you'll see is these memoranda that are dictated by, for example, the FBI director at the time, J. Edgar Hoover,
right,
who notes how incredulous he is that that Oswald wasn't given more protection on the day he was killed. This was despite the warnings the FBI had given the Dallas Police Department. Then you'll see another memorandum from a conversation a CIA agent had with someone who had talked to Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev at the time and how he believed that the Dallas Police Department must have been behind the killing because there's no way that this could have happened otherwise.
Well, let's stop right there. Why would Khrushchev believe that the Dallas Police Department would have any motive to be... Well, I mean, what is he suggesting?
Yeah, what he's basically saying is that the right wing, in fact, the quote is basically he felt that the American right wing was behind this conspiracy and that it was basically done with the cooperation of the Dallas Police Department. And he came to that conclusion based solely on the fact that the protection was so utterly inept. So what you get from this is the murkiness of this event.
I was just going to ask, does this clear anything up, or does it in a sense perhaps give stuff for the conspiracy theorists to pull apart?
Well, you know, I talked to Hugh Ainsworth. He was the reporter for the Dallas Morning News back in 1963. He's still alive. He's 86 and lives in Dallas. And he thinks that nothing will ever quell the conspiracy theorists because they enjoy sort of making something of this. You know, in fact, he thinks the conspiracy theorists aren't all that much different from Lee Harvey Oswald in that they're craving attention. But one thing that this does is it does clear up some of the information about who provided information to the CIA and FBI. In other words, it lets us know who their informants were, some of the sources.
David Tarrant is an Enterprise reporter for the Dallas Morning News. He is part of a team that is reviewing thousands of recently declassified documents related to the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. David, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, David. Appreciate it.